Don't you know we're talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper. Don't you know we're talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper. While they're standing in the welfare lines, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around waiting for a promotion. Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds. Poor people gonna rise up and get their share. Poor people gonna rise up and take what's there. Don't you know you better run, 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 run. Oh, I said you better run, 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 run. Cause finally the tables are starting to turn. Talking about the revolution.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to Friday's edition of The French Connection. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith. IamTheWitness.com is the website, and IamTheWitness@Hotmail.com is my email contact. It is the 11th day of August, 2006, and of course, we are in the middle of the biggest fight in American history. Bigger than the Revolution, bigger than the Civil War. Because I believe that we are in a fight for the very survival of our population and of the country itself, and quite possibly the future of freedom in the world. There is a group of human beings running this world that are the most disgusting, heinous, and criminal human beings that the world has ever produced. They're monsters in every description and every sense of the word. They are criminals all, and they are running in the halls of power in the United States. These are facts. They have names like Feith and Libby or Leibowitz or Ladeen or Chertoff or Pincus, Marcus Wolf, or so many of them, Lieberman, or Waxman, or Nye, or Frank. Criminals. Each and every one criminals. Working for foreign government in a treasonous way against the interests of the American public. They have signed us up to murder other peoples of the world. They are in the process now of killing our constitutional republic. It is dying right before all of our eyes. They have destroyed our financial structure and brought it to a place where it is probably not recoverable. And as we speak right now, the future of, I think, the free world lays in the balance with these people destroying everything good and beautiful that we've ever known. Who are they? You know who they are. They're Zionists and their helpers. Zionist Jews, in fact, ladies and gentlemen. The sickest part about it is that the rank and file Jewish community, the people out in the hamlets of America, are no more aware of the sickness that these people are than the Zionist Christians that run the streets of the United States. They're no more better informed than many of the Germans who have turned their entire nation over to these Zionist criminals. They're no more knowledgeable in America than they are here in France, who forgave the Dreyfus Affair and then had so much power that they could rewrite history into thinking, what had happened really didn't. Ladies and gentlemen, we're at a place right now where we need to fight. The kind of fight I'm talking about is we have to have a no-holds-barred information campaign about the criminality of Zionist Jews and their helpers. Short of that, I would say we are finished. We're goners. They have been successful in imploding other nations through the many hundreds of years that they have been employing the tactic of dividing and conquering and crypto-Judaism. In other words, crypto-placement within governments. People, they have even changed their name. In America, they call neocons. They're not neocons, they're Zionists. There are rabbis, many of them, walking through the halls of power of our government. They are sick, sick in the extreme. They are foisting upon us fake terror attacks. They are blowing up our most prestigious buildings with help from their Mossad. They are controlling what we think and read and see through the control of publishing companies across the country. And control of our newspapers and our media. They own and operate our Federal Reserve, and they have the capacity and the ability to write our debt or not to. They are the number one contributor to every single individual campaign in the country, save one or two. It is a dire moment in human history to come face to face with the kind of evil that we face today. There are a few times that people have been so desperate to stand up and in reality knew very little about what they were going to face if they did not. I know. The listeners to this French Connection know. But so many don't. What you don't also know is that the poisons that you have been receiving in your water system were legislated by this group. Fluoride causing between 10 and 20% reduction in IQ, where it's been used extensively. You're not aware of the fact that MSG or monosodium glutamate is destroying your ability to be healthy. When you want to make a lab animal fat, you give it MSG. The rest of the world doesn't want American beef because they pumped it up with hormones. And when you take a look at who controls the process of legislation in the country, it is the same group I have been alluding to. And you'll notice that the koshered foods of America don't have these ingredients. They're only poisoning the non-koshered foods. Mistake? Yeah, right. And when I have made alliances in this fight with people, of course, many of them have turned out to be two-faced alliances. Ne'er-the-wells is what I call them. Deceivers. Deception is what they do. Egomaniacs in other cases. Some of them are out for fame, some are out for money, and some are out because they simply are working for the Zionist criminals. It's a simple story, really. When you take a look at how they've done it, what they've done, it's not racist to tell this story because I have nothing against any race, any color, or any creed religiously in this world. I do, however, hate with all my being Zionist criminals. I hate them, ladies and gentlemen. I really, really do. And this tumor of a nation, this sick, oozing tumor of a country Israel needs to be stopped with every ounce of energy we human beings can muster against it. It is the most vile collection of misfit human beings in the history of humanity. And they are foisting sickness and murder and mayhem and will continue to do that and have always done that from the day of their inception till the last day of their existence. They will spew illness. It is a sickness coming out of that place. Does that mean every person living in that place knows of these crimes? I believe they're starting to. I believe now it is becoming hard for anyone there to claim they didn't know. These Israelis are much worse than Nazis. And there are extensive amounts of information, extensive, huge volumes of information that proves beyond a doubt, and I will take it as a challenge in any courtroom in the world, that says the Nazi regime was financed by these same people. Make no mistake about it, ladies and gentlemen, what we face today and what's happening in this on this planet is by design, and it's a sickness that has been foisted upon us by criminal Zionism. Zionism is a political movement. It is not a religion. It is a sickness that has infected Christianity in the United States through people like Hagee. This man is treasonous and a criminal. He should be arrested and jailed immediately. Pat Robertson needs to be removed from his home, placed in irons, and stuck behind prison walls waiting to be tried. And at the end of his trial, when his crimes are exposed, he should be sent to a gas chamber or to a electric chair. And it should be televised around the world. These are the most evil monsters ever to be have been given birth to. There is no question about it. And they have destroyed a once proud and moral nation and completely usurped its qualities and destroyed its forthrightness in the world and its righteousness. And what they are leaving behind is a sick, empty shell with a tyranny that will follow it. Make no mistake, there are many of us who know the facts. There are many, many thousands of us, many tens of thousands, and it is growing exponentially. And I am calling on each and every human being in the world today to hear this message and to heed these facts, to understand them, and to share them with others. I promise you, ladies and gentlemen, who are new to this information, I've done my research. I am only presenting you with what I can prove 100%. Not one statement I have made today I don't support with fact. And they have their criminal spinners out there. Andrew, you sack of goo, you liar, and there's hundreds of you Andrews out there, liars all, trying to save the last vestiges of this evil illness that they've created. Don't let them win this. Don't allow them to take this country that we love, this world that we are all sharing, and destroy it and turn it into a pile of illness and sickness like they already are. They're murdering civilians in the Middle East. They're destroying the public purse of America, causing hundreds of thousands a week, Americans a week, to fall into poverty, to go to bed without food, to be evicted from their homes because the economy has been so crippled by their theft and graft and globalizing and shipping of our businesses internationally to other countries and destroying our frontiers and sickening our relationship with other nations and making us hated around the world. All them, all Zionists, all of it, every single bit of it. Wake up. There is a program you can watch, and it's full of experts talking about it. It is a Brass Check TV, brasscheck.tv.com, video, Middle East. You will be able to see that. It's also on What Really Happened. There are 4 video clips you all need to see. Every one of you need to see. Every person in America needs to see. They are already planning the next attacks on our country, ladies and gentlemen. They did 9/11. There is no doubt about it. None. Zero. Proven. Finished. Over. We know. Hands down. Unequivocally. We know who did 9/11. It was the Mossad and criminal Zionists. Make no mistake about this. This is provable fact I'm talking here. And many governments in the world know it and are afraid to stand up to America for fear of being the next victim of Zionism. And many other governments are already usurped by these criminals. Don't let these people win. Do everything in your power to stop them. This is the message for Friday, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Darrell Bradford Smith. And I wish you well, and don't give up this fight. This fight is only just starting now. They will never go quietly. The Rothschilds will never go quietly. The Warburgs will never go quietly. The Kahns, the Honigs, the Brooks, the Loebs, the Brothmans, the Warburgs, the Levies. They will not go quietly. We have to fight them. Until next time. Be well.